so long. And I've been smoking on this chronic for all my life. I'm so gone. I've been thinking about that chronic, it got a nigga obsessed. All I can do is think about it and putting it in my chest. Feeling it in my lungs, that chronic, it got me sprung. Keeping me feeling numb, been smoking since I was young. Living the high life, get your mind right.
Oh, yeah, good afternoon. You're listening to Cannabis Corner on WNHHLP 103.5 FM, broadcasting live from downtown New Haven. We're streaming live on TuneIn Radio and NewHavenIndependent.org. We're also streaming live video on Facebook and YouTube. Just go to your Facebook page, look us up, or hit see first to see and hear all the great programs we have here on WNHHLP. Cannabis Corner is also streaming live on the Greenhaven Media Facebook page and procannabismedia.com. Good afternoon, everybody. It is Monday, March the 4th, 2024. Welcome to Cannabis Corner. I am your host, Joe the Weed Guy, Joe LaChance, and I am joined here, of course, by the illustrious Uncle Lou. How are you today, Uncle Lou?
Hey, brother, how's it going? You know, just pushing forward, enjoying the days, putting in the work and kind of taking the season as the change, you know what I mean? I'd like to, you know, we've got this, we have what we have in New England, the fall spring.
Spring, I was going to say, don't get fooled.
You know, don't get fooled by it, because every year, as we have on, you know, in gardens, and as people like to start planting, and you can get very, very, very excited to start to do things, but it's still a little early. We usually get at least one more frost by now. We usually get one more frost. So I just like to say, you know, we do what we've got to, but just understand, you know, we're not there just yet.
Keep them inside for now, folks. Let them grow. Soon. Let the little clonies get ready.
soon. And for anything, you know, for any plants.
Yeah, anything else, right?
You know, once again, home grow is not technically allowed for outside, but I know that there's some really nice greenhouses. Actually, my buddy Mike used to have a greenhouse that was attached right to his apartment. The homeowners, they had like this really nice greenhouse. It was ancient. It was from like the 50s or something. It was like stainless steel and glass panels, and he was able to have his nice little garden in there. And it was attached to his house. There was a door, you know, going right from the inside of the living room over, which I always thought was really cool. But this fall, you know, as the seasons change, we do what we can to adapt, and we can change and overcome and adapt to everything that's going on as well. That's all I was getting at. But definitely get ready to make those plants going and pushing things forward. You know what I mean, brother man?
Yes, sir. And speaking of greenhouses, you know, you go to Amazon, you can get yourself a little portable greenhouse for your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And I would recommend, even if you built your own or something, I think growing in a greenhouse or a hoop house is the best way to do any growing. And I recommend anybody who's growing anything this year grows food as well, grows herbs as well, gets in the habit of starting to grow other things along with it, and get a little greenhouse and grow, because it's important. It's a very important skill to learn, no matter what you're growing, because it's important to be able to not only grow your own medicine, but your own food. And I'll leave it at that. And Lou, and I think you're a big proponent of growing, you know, having worked in conjunction with a farm, how important that is. So
I really learned so much during COVID from the farmers that I was working with, other than just cannabis. We were able to share so much information with each other. And the facts that, you know, I shared cannabis knowledge and they shared, you know, weed, they shared food knowledge, and it was really cool. And I was able to like touch base with my grandparents. It was a whole thing. There's tons of stories that go along with it, but
yeah. So I think 2024 would be a good year for people to start making the commitment just to grow something. Grow.
Agreed.
That's what it's about. We're all just here grow. To grow.
It's such a big thing, you know. Now, what else we got going on? We also have our other
co-host here that we got to introduce. Our celebrity co-host.
Oh, yeah. Please.
I love
it. Hey.
Kristen Souza in the corner hanging out, but she has been out there spreading the good word, getting mentioned as one of the top 1,500 women influencers, going on TV shows. Miss Kristen Souza in the corner. Kristen, how are you? Tell us about what you've been doing.
I am good. It was before I get into any of that, definitely do not grow anything outside, but I'm fully embracing the warm weather. I support y'all pulling out your Birkenstocks and your slides and just letting your toes free because I'm over it. So
yeah, just remember, don't put the other clothes away yet.
Oh, over it. But yeah, no, this was a great week. So on Wednesday, we had our panel at Burn and Learn, which went very, very well. And that was talking about activism and advocacy in the cannabis space. So I was a part of that, a last minute addition to the panel, but I was always going to be a part of, you know, helping out with it anyway. So that was great. Great opportunity. Myself, Anne-Marie Luisi, Duncan, Raphael, and who am I forgetting? I think there was one. Oh, Deb and Dad, John Watkins. So yeah, really great panel. That was a lot of fun. And then on Saturday, his name is Dan Neumeier. He's a political strategist. I met him, honestly, through yelling on Twitter. And we kind of developed a professional relationship over the last year or so. So I've been on his show a couple of times. And he put together a panel specifically around the politics of pot. So he just wanted to talk to folks about what's going on, legalization efforts ranging from the medical program to, you know, the more legacy kind of underground side and everything in between. So that was filmed Saturday night, and he actually put it up on his website this morning. So that's out there. So yeah, really exciting. And as you alluded to, and I kind of can't believe it, it's like the coolest list I've ever been added to. But yes, Celebrity Stoner released a list of the top 1,500 women that have had some sort of an influence in cannabis policy or activism. And I was added to that. So I've been freaking out a little bit. That's very cool. A lot of great names on there. Tons of folks from Mass. Kebra was on there as well.
Was
on there. Yeah. Really great. Beth Waterfall.
A lot of people we know were on
Kara,
there.
Kara, Tashonda. Yeah. So many great names.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I felt like
absolutely.
One of the
it made me proud because, you know, a lot of those young ladies I've been working with since the beginning of their careers. So
right on. Yeah.
It made
me
real, real proud. You know what I mean? And shout out to Peasy, got noted as one of the top podcasts.
Sure did.
So good for our man.
You know, and that good for him. It was a good list. There was also our friends at Still Toking. There was a couple of cool people on that list there. So big shout out to our local brother over there, Peasy.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's fun seeing local names places. You know, Connecticut's finally starting to make its mark. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, we got to get out on some of those lists. I think the thing is, we're like a radio show. So
we're a radio show.
There's no real category.
Right. Because
there's not many of us that are actually
on
the air.
That puts us at number one. We're originators.
Which is cool. Which is kind of cool. We should get some kind of award. Radio show.
I love it.
But no, I do love being on the air. And you know that for me, as somebody who, you know, always loved radio since he was a kid, to be over the airwaves is like just like such a big deal. So
I agree. It's like when I was a kid growing up, what was that like, that Delilah show that came on at night? We're like Delilah but different.
I you used to like Dr. Demento.
There you go. I'm all about Delilah.
Yes, she was. Whatever happened to her? Do you remember her counterpart Liz Yates on the other station when they had they were battling each other, Weeby versus Star 99.
Oh, that's funny. I must have picked my side. I don't remember that.
The Delilah came out after, I mean, Delilah got syndicated, if I'm not wrong.
Oh, yeah, she was all over the place.
That was that was pretty cool. So I'm still very, very excited about all of that.
We need Delilah for cannabis. Delilah for stoners. There you go.
Working on it.
Go. There we go. Syndication. All right. Now, we got a few minutes till our psychic guests come on, who I'm very excited about. We've never had psychics on the show, and I love the idea of mixing that element along with cannabis and psilocybin. And I can't wait to talk to them about how that whole thing blends and mixes together. But let's talk about events, Kristen. What do we got going on for the week? I know we got something going on over at the Wholeness House on the weekend, but there must be a few other things popping off.
Yeah, March is playing out to be a pretty good month. Some of these I mentioned, but I'm going to just drop them again real quick. So we mentioned Burn and Learn most weeks. They have a full calendar of events. So honestly, instead of getting into like each of their events, just go to burnandlearnct.com, click the link for calendar, and they've got a full calendar almost every day. They've got something going on. So just take a peek. I mean, it ranges from ladies' night to pool tournaments, a cooking
bowling.
Class, bowling. So they've got, you know, a little something for everyone that I would encourage everyone to check out. So that's
they do a recovery CT. Now recovery for stoners, a men's group, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah,
it's like a community center.
Exactly. So I mentioned it real quick last week, but Gene Traders is having the Indoor Cultivation Expo in Springfield. That's on Sunday the 10th. So you can check that out. Go into Gene Trader's social media handles, and he'll have all the information up there.
Sunday the 10th. I may take a ride up there.
Yeah, no. That's.
What do you think, Lou?
We're all about it, brother.
Yeah, I got nothing to do on a Sunday. Let's roll. And I know there's a casino right around the corner. Anyway, go
Sunday,
ahead.
Sunday, you know? Next Thursday, so that's the 14th, the Connecticut Cannabis Small Business Alliance is having its regular monthly meeting. So that happens the second Thursday of each month via Zoom. You can go to ctcannabisalliance.org. Do not go to .com. There are right now two different web platforms, and the one that we own is ctcannabisalliance.org. That will have the updated Zoom links and meeting information there. But you certainly do not need to be a board member to attend this. This is an open meeting for the public. So if you're interested in learning about what the group is planning on doing, legislative efforts, fundraising, any of that good stuff, you should check that out.
I think, and also I can make an announcement, starting April 11th will be the first in-person meeting of the CCSBA at Burn and Learn Center.
Nice.
So just to know, we're going to start doing them in person. I think it's important that the community gets together once a month, meets. These are all the small businesses around Connecticut. I know a lot of people have joined recently. We have different tiers of membership. I'm sorry to plug this, but it's something I'm very much behind. I think we're on the board here, and I think it's important that we all come together under one umbrella. So anyway, that's my plug for CCSBA next Thursday. Go ahead, Kristen.
I've really just got a couple of other ones. And I will encourage you guys to either like shoot me an email or just send me a DM on Instagram. I'm so glad this one was sent over to me. So Takesha Carter, she's of Native Nubian Wellness and also does the podcast Black Women Who Blaze. Yeah, she's fantastic.
We're
going to
get her on the air.
Oh, she's
and
absolutely
she was
fantastic.
Part of the Social Equity Accelerator Group. She was one of the instructors.
Let's get to Keisha on here.
I forgot about that. Yeah. She is teaming up with a Piece of Royalty. So Piece of Royalty is presenting a yoga and vibes. So it's what they deemed a canna-sensual yoga experience, pairing yoga, cannabis, and foods to heighten your sensive in an interactive session. So that's something that she's teaming up with them to do. And you can get the information and RSVP for the event at Piece, P-E-A-C-E, of royalty.com.
I like that idea. That sounds very cool.
Really unique and different. I like that as well.
And isn't Duncan doing something on the 15th with a dinner and some stuff like that?
He's dubbed it Luck of the Irish. And I believe you can go to Better Ways LLC or at Better Ways on Instagram, and he's got all of the information about it. That is a painting night, I believe. And there's food.
And there's all kinds of cool stuff going on, right?
Yeah, very cool event that he's doing. There's a few things towards the end of the month, but I'll save them for next week. The only other one I would mention is NECANN Boston is coming up soon. That's the 22nd and 23rd of this month. So if you're paying attention or interested, there's a lot of either pre-parties or after-parties, whether you want to do that for networking or just get out and blow off some steam. But there is one going to be at Royale Boston. If you have a NECANN badge, you can get in for free. And the jam band Slightly Stupid is playing, which I think they're really great.
Oh, they're cool. So that now that is on the Friday. So that is kind of like a pre after party, I guess, right?
Sort of. It's Friday, Saturday this year. So there are some events that are Thursday night. That's like before NECANN kicks off.
Oh, that's
off.
Right. It
Friday
is
the
different
first night.
This year. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And then Saturday is the second night. So there's speaker sessions Friday and Saturday. A lot of people we know. I know on Friday, one of the sessions that looks really great is Laura from The Healing Rose and John Nathan from Bay State Extracts. So they'll be doing something on Saturday. One of the keynote speakers is Miabe Shield. She's amazing. So should be a good event this year.
Matter of fact, Mark is going to be on next week.
I knew that.
So he's going to tell us a lot about what's going on in NECANN this year. Sounds exciting. They got, of course, the NECANN Cup. They got the awards. They got all kinds of cool stuff going on. I know I will be there. I'm pretty sure most of us will be there. It's a great time to go up, even if you just go hang out in Boston for the day.
I think that's what I'm doing. I think I'm going to go up for just Friday, maybe Friday night. I got some family stuff to do Saturday, but I do want to make it up for Friday. My daughter's in a band concert. I got to watch her play the flute, you know?
Yeah, hey, but it's a great time for anybody who's never been to NECANN in Boston. Great time, but we also have NECANN coming up in Connecticut. Want to remind everybody in October that October the 4th, NECANN is coming to Connecticut. And if you are interested, you can get in touch with us. But our guest has come on. Kristen, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Looking
forward to seeing you out there more, representing the cannabis community in a great way that you do. All right. So, are we ready? Right now, with us on the air, we have Holly Broderick and Dynamic Psychic Dream Team. Holly Broderick and John Shaden use their special gifts in communion with the divine through mediumship, ritual magic, and Wii card readings to help clients through grief, make a connection with loved ones that have passed on, and quell the anxieties about future endeavors. They've been working together since 2021 when John joined Holly's already existing business, Holly B Healing, to create this dream team, which is now psychics and swears due to their cheeky attitude. Holly has been doing readings for nearly 30 years with and without oracle and tarot cards. She is a natural medium and energy healer. Her partner, John, is an incredibly talented psychic, but newer to do her meetings, but has chosen more of a support role. Holly is passionate about helping people heal, which is why she got her chakra meditation specialist health coach certifications and has added the meditations to the list of the many things that she does to help others. So, Holly, first thing you have to do now is unmute yourself. Holly,
hello.
How are you today?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Holly. I'm doing great. So a little background. I met Holly over at the Wholeness House at one of the great events that Erin Doolittle has. And Holly and I, we kind of struck up a nice conversation. And I was very, very interested in the way that Holly has blended kind of her abilities with readings and her abilities to connect people with divine along with cannabis and now psilocybin. So I think that is a very interesting connection. But let's go back, Holly. Let's go way back. When did you start and how did you realize that
Ooh.
you know what I'm asking, that
Yes, I
you
do.
had the gift? And I always ask this of people because it's very interesting to me because, like, look, most people walk around, hey, everything's cool, but then all of a sudden these things start to be different and start to change. And I don't know how it was for you, but I would like to hear.
I was a wee little kid, basically a toddler. I was about 3 years old. My little sister had just been born, and my mom had, I remember the second. I remember the exact moment it happened because I'd gotten out of the tub. My mom was, helping me by getting my pajamas and whatever. She walked out of the room to go change my little sister's diaper, and boom, my grandfather appeared in front of me. He had died 20 years before I was born. But I knew who he was, and we were having this conversation as I'm putting on my little jam jams, and my mom walked in hearing me talking to somebody, and she said, "Who are you talking to?" And I said, "Grandpa Walter." Like, of course it's Grandpa Walter. Like, duh. Don't you know? Don't you, I figured if I could see him, she could see him, because I figured he was really there. And her face turned white as a sheet of paper.
A wider shade of pale.
Yes. And she goes, "Oh." And she's asking me, what he was wearing. And I apparently described exactly what it was that he was wearing. In the coffin, like what they dressed him in his
But
in a
yet he
hotline,
died before you were born.
way before I was born.
Right. So you had never actually seen him.
No, I saw pictures of him, and so she asked me to point him out if we had any pictures, and I went right to the living room, and boom, right there was a picture sitting on one of our tables with my mom and or the mantelpiece with my mom and her sisters and my grandma and everybody, and there he was right in the back. And I said, "That's him." She
Wow.
was, she says she doesn't remember this moment, but if I ever bring it up, her face again turns bright white. So
There you go. So
she doesn't remember.
you're 3 years old, this thing happens, and you're like, oh boy. Did it keep repeating? Was it something that you started to learn, like to understand, like to live with, or that it was like part of your normal life? Hey, oh, look who's there, you know?
Well, I started to pick up on like what the clues were for who was physically there and who was not. Like, if they're standing in front of me and they don't have any feet magically, like, I'm not talking about a disabled person. I'm talking about like floating, standing there, and you look down and there are no feet, that sort of thing, like missing pieces of the person, and or they look like they might be a little bit see-through, that kind of stuff, and just
So there is a
from
difference.
there.
You can tell the difference between when something is kind of coming to you from the ether,
Yes.
appearing, and then what is actually here in the physical material, density world, let's put it that way.
Yes.
That's very, very interesting. And that brings up the point, like, that everything that has ever existed is always still existing out there in the ether. It's just a question of being able to connect to it and find it, almost, or it'll come to you. And
Yeah.
I guess it's having that channel open. Now, and my idea is that as children, most of us are more open
Yes.
to that channel, whereas things in our imagination actually are more real. And as we get older and more programmed and more indoctrinated into the material world, our it's not that it goes away, but it kind of lessens and our attention comes more down here into what of that. But anyway, I'm getting real deep. But anyway, so the point I'm getting at is, did you, I imagine it's something in the beginning is something that came out randomly, right? At some point, did you learn to be able to, I don't want to say control it, but be able to channel it so that you,
yes,
it doesn't like interfere with the, when you're trying to like do a job or something. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes. Absolutely. I call it my office hours.
There you go. There, that's what I'm saying.
I literally live across the street, like right behind me. And then if you had this window open, you could see that behind me there is a cemetery. So
perfect.
I live directly across the street from a cemetery. Actually a couple mediums living across the street from a cemetery. It's pretty interesting in this house. So we do a lot of clearings and whatever, but I call it my office hours because I turn off anything, you know, third eye and crown chakra related, unless I want to, you know, unless
trying to get at. Because yeah. I know a lot of people who said they had the gifts and they couldn't control it. So they ended up just shutting it down. You know what I mean? And just living a normal life. You know, I'm sorry.
Having grown up Catholic. Yeah.
A lot of that comes from religion and all, you know, programming and all that stuff. So it's, I give you a lot of credit for not doing that and harboring it and kind of, and growing it and realizing that it was a gift and actually utilizing it to help others. So are you getting older? You know, you have your normal life. When did you decide to make this your life?
It was a long process. It's a very long process. Oh, you know, when I was about, I've always been interested because I wanted to know, like, if I was the only one, if there were other people that were legitimately psychic or mediums or whatever. And I wanted to know about oracle cards and all of that since I was probably about 15. Mm-hmm. I got into divination tools and pendulums and, you know, what have you. And I've had a lot of guides along the way. Somewhere in my 30s, I decided that I was going to start doing the meditations and do it as a side business and help people. And I was working at a salt spa on the weekends and guiding people through chakra meditations there. Then 2020 hit.
Uh-huh. You know, our favorite year.
Early 40s, 2020 hit. I had lost my job four times. I was done. I was so over losing my job.
Relatable.
Yeah, that year 2020 seemed to give us all a little bit of different vision, right? With that pandemic. Yes. Big changing point for a lot of us, I believe.
Yes. So I had my cards, my favorite deck of cards. And if you know me, if you've ever gotten a reading from me, you know the beautiful deck I'm talking about because it is so old and so loved and the corners are falling off. Anyway, so I was holding my deck in my hand and I said, you know, God's give me a sign that this is something that I should be doing. And a woman's voice popped in my head. Woman's voice that I haven't heard in 20 years. It was a palm reader that read for me when I was in college. Mm-hmm. And when I got the reading in college, she told me, you know, you're going to mean something to my husband one day. And I was thinking to myself, lady, you're in your 40s or 50s. And I'm like 19. Like, there is no way that I'm going to mean anything to your husband one day. So, you know, fast forward to 2020, here's her voice in my head telling me, you know, to go, what Facebook group to go to, who to talk to, what to say. And it was her husband. She had died the year before. It was her husband. And I
Those
ended up
groups and everything were her husband's groups?
Yeah. And
wow.
The man that she went to was her husband. I ended up doing a reading for him. I was like, well, if that's not a freaking sign, I don't know what is. So,
well, there you go. You kind of got to go with the flow on that one.
So then I did. And a few months later, I ended up reading for John, who I met in the same stinking group that I met that guy. I met John. And, you know, and I told him what I do for a living, and he's like, yeah, freaking right. Except he used a lot more swear words, and he told me I was a fake and whatever. And I was like, well, get a reading from me.
Right.
Live on Sundays, because I was doing that then, free, to try to get a clientele. And he did, and I made him cry. If you know John, you know he's a very tough guy, very burly, like surly MF-er, to quote him, and and biker rock star, you know, just not the guy who cries. So then my DMs were totally blown up by him, and we ended up together. And then shortly after we got together, he joined the business. And
very
that,
cool.
I know that was a very, very long story.
Nah, it was short enough.
And somewhere in that story, when you were doing those readings on Sundays, you were streaming them on the internet, and I love to stalk people on the internet, and I found you.
There you go.
And so, I've worked with Holly a couple of times at the store. They were always the best freaking events. People absolutely love her and John. And
you.
I can see why. But yeah, absolutely great. So I love it. Magic of the internet brought us together as well.
Oh, see that? So that, I didn't even know there was a little past there. So that's great. You guys have worked together before. And I was quite impressed.
It's called research, Holly, not stalking. It's research.
I was quite impressed when I met you over at Aaron's place. So we're in 2020. You decided to go in all in. Now, what made you decide to incorporate the cannabis now? You've already been doing healing meditations, chakra meditations, doing your certifications and getting into all this. Now you team up with Aaron, you start bringing cannabis into it, and of course next step being the psilocybin. How did all that come together?
So a friend of ours, a friend of John's and mine, had this idea that we could, you know, vend at some of his girlfriend's events. And this was a couple of years ago. So we started vending there. And my father, I want to give a pause for a second. This is where it gets a little tough. My dad had been diagnosed with cancer in 2020 as well. And so then, you know, and fast forward to 2021 and 2022, maybe, when we started doing these events, I learned so much from the vendors and from people like watching Aaron Doolittle's videos and what have you, about the effects of cannabis on, you know, for cancer patients and on cancer itself. And I slowly became an advocate. Now, my dad did not, he like absolutely refused cannabis.
I had the same experience with my mother, so I understand. And we know how it ended up. I'm sure it ended up the same way. So I do get it.
He took it towards the end. And it did. And I got a funny phone call. He's like, I took it. I was doing nothing.
But he was high as a kite.
Oh my God, yes.
Those are the best memories. You're like, oh, Dad.
And he was, but I ate some foods. But it's doing nothing. And I was like, oh my goodness. So, when if you know my dad, you know that that's not him. Like, he was somebody who would always love a good meal, and he always loved to laugh with people. And, you know, so for him to not be able to eat was a big thing.
Right.
So when he took that and he had his little meal and he was able to eat his little bit of chicken, that was huge. That was huge.
Right, right, right. That means that, and even if it was towards the end, so what? He got to enjoy some food. The cannabis allowed him to enjoy some food that he loved before he passed.
And do you know
what I mean? That's if that was all it was did to help him, that was enough, you know?
So then, you know, I ended up contacting Erin. Erin and I connected. She actually asked me to come and do some witchy events with her. And I was like, can we team up and do some cannabis and witchy stuff? Because...
Can of witchy?
Yes, that's how we came up. She and I came up with Kush and Cauldrons. She's the Kush, I'm the Cauldrons.
There we go.
I love that name too. It's so cute. Absolutely clever. Love the marketing, girl.
Thank you. I try. So, you know, we've been doing that together. She and I together have been doing that for a little bit over a year now.
Right.
She has educated me so much. She's been my teacher.
Your muse.
So much stuff. Including the psilocybin. And like, the more
you know what's good about Erin is she has that quote unquote medical background, quote unquote training with the psychological. She has all that. She understands how that system works and how it doesn't work. And she's able to incorporate that in with the natural healing, with the cannabis, with the psilocybin. And she has a great way of like blending the two, integrating the two. And I think now integrating what you do, well, there you go. Body, mind, and the spirit.
That's it.
You know, so, okay, yeah. And that's where I met you. You do these events once a month. And I have the privilege of now being... a vendor there, so I you know, it's very nice, and it's a great community because it's healers, it's healers getting together in one place and discussing healing. I mean, there's music. Last time there was a cool little band playing, and if you want to sit down with Holly, you can get a reading. But you can also get a henna tattoo, or, you know, you can sit with Erin and talk to her. There's a psilocybin, you know, there's food, there's, you know, you got Jade over there, you got Stacy with the desserts. It's like a big family party. Do you know what I mean? You could have dinner there. There's infused drinks there. There's everything. And it's good people. So, it's nice. And that is going to be this Saturday, actually.
Yes, it's our Spuds and Buds.
Spuds and Buds, right. And I'll be there and you'll be there. It'll be a good time. So I encourage people to check that out at Wholeness House this weekend, this Saturday night. But let's go back to the other thing that you're doing now. You're doing specialized meditation groups.
Yes.
With psilocybin enhanced. So let's hear about that a little bit. And then we'll talk about your cool little toys that you do and stuff.
Sure.
And we'll finish up with that. But let's go with the new stuff that you've been doing.
So a couple months ago, you know, Erin and I were sort of just chatting, and we came up with the idea of doing the mushrooms and meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I kept hearing about how cool psilocybin was, you know, for healing and whatever, but I didn't really have that much of a clue. I just, you know, I'm super new to the whole psilocybin scene. I just am.
Right.
I was one of those kids who was like, you know, did it once in college, you know,
did it once and is like, okay. I get it.
but I kept hearing about it, and I decided that, you know, for my own therapeutic reasons, I wanted to give it a shot. and I wanted to see what it was all about and how it could help. And we came up with this seminar idea where she would like do this whole presentation, which is a beautiful presentation. She's got a couple different versions of it where she talks about the therapeutic benefits and how, what was her name? I can't think of the name right now. A woman in Mexico back in the 50s became known for the psilocybin treatments all over the world. She didn't intend to be that person. A guy from Time Magazine went down to Mexico because he had heard about these therapies that were happening there and asked her to take pictures, and she agreed to take the pictures but said they cannot be put in the magazine, and he lied and totally put them in there. So anyway, so
but it was in Mexico, they couldn't catch her in America. But you know, psilocybin before in the 60s was starting to be studied again, and it got swept up in the whole war on drugs thing. And the research was stopped, just like everything, you know, was stopped all of a sudden. And I think it's nice now because look, those plants have been used for years. You know, if you go back into old stories and like you say, Mexico, Carlos Castaneda and all that, psilocybin and various different mushrooms have been used for spiritual awakening and spiritual enlightenment for many, many years. Yep. And I think now, coming back to it, we've gotten to the point where we actually can look at it and say, okay, how about if we look at the dosing of it and the intentions behind it? So like, I'm sure when you tried it in college and when I tried it as a youngster, we ate a handful of mushrooms. What's it going to do?
Make your stomach hurt.
And it might not have always been the right dosage. It might not have been a pleasant experience and made you not want to do it again, or depending, made you want to do it again, depending on how your experience was. But I think now, as we're looking at it in more of a therapeutic way, we can look at it as more of a medicine where, well, on a small dose, it'll probably open up certain channels of the mind that might have been closed by a trauma or something else, you know, an injury, right? Traumatic head injury, things like that. So I think we're at a good time. And I think, you know, everything comes around when it's supposed to. So I know they're doing it in clinical settings, but I think in a more open and spiritual setting, it can be a whole different experience, you know, with a meditation, a guided meditation. It's the same thing. So tell us, I know you've done one so far. How does it work?
So we actually, we're on our third. We're going to be doing our third this month in March. And what I do, my portion of it is the chakra meditation. So I'm there to help you open and balance and clear out the chakras from, you know, clear out negative energy, clear out stops from the negative chakras.
All right. For our new listeners, give them a quick chakra lesson. What are the chakras? What do they do? I think people do not realize that our body has an electrical system. If you want to put it in technical terms, we are electric beings. Not only do we have an electrical system, but we are surrounded by a magnetic force. So electromagnetic. Anyway, go. Chakras.
Chakras. Okay. So the ones that I focus on, there are many more of them that are outside of your body because we have an electromagnetic field, but that's neither here nor there. We're going to concentrate on the seven. The seven that are in your body. And they... for years, many people said that they didn't really exist as a physical thing. There's still an argument today. That's not true. It's in your nervous system.
It's an electrical system.
Yes. And it's where your nerves collect. And there's going to be like a group of nerves right along your spine. You have seven major groups of nerves that go off to different glands in your body. So the way that your body talks to each other is through this system, through the chakras, through your nervous system. That's how your body gets messages.
Yeah, let's call it. Yeah, that's what it's your electrical system.
So, you know, your root chakra, that is going to be everything that's from like your hips down, and that's going to be your appendix. Some places you'll look it up and they'll say that it's your gonads, but that doesn't make any sense because that's the second chakra.
Right. So your root chakra is more towards the lowest part, yes. Right? And it's red, right? They give it a color red, right? Okay. So that's like the really, really low. Like you say, people look at it like it's in the upper abdomen, like where your gonads would be and all that. But it's almost in that in-between spot there, they call, right?
It's right down at the very end of your spine.
Right.
Next up is your sacral chakra, and that does attach to the girl parts and the boy parts. I'm just
right.
Gonna put
that is
that.
Like, yeah. That's the root. That's like
I love how you're keeping this FCC friendly, by
the
way.
Guttural area, and that so color trying. Is the color associated with that as well.
Orange.
Okay. So we go from red to orange, a little bit lighter. Move on up,
and you're going to go to the solar plexus chakra. This attaches to your adrenals. This is your confidence. This is your liver area. But it's also like the bottom of your lungs. It's a lot of areas.
Right here. It's right in the middle. Yeah, right. And so that kind of goes around here. What color is that?
That is sunshine yellow.
So we're going from red to orange to yellow, a little bit lighter, right? All right. Yep. All right, moving on up. What's next?
So the first three, those are the ones that are attached to your body that keep you grounded.
Yeah. Right.
Then you go to your heart. Your heart is really special because the last three, they connect you to spirit. They connect you to other planes. And the heart connects those two groups.
It's like the median between the body and the mind and spirit.
Yep.
Okay. So, all right. So the heart, what color is the heart? People would think it's red,
by two.
What is it?
The heart is represented by two. Most of the times you're going to see the heart is green.
Mm-hmm.
But occasionally you're going to see the heart being represented as pink.
Right. Green and pink. Okay.
So most of the time you're going to see it represented green.
Move on up.
Throat chakra. Your thyroid gland and throat chakra. This is your communication. It's going to be blue and it's... And sometimes it gets cloudy, and that's for people who have either zero boundaries or people who are one big giant boundary. So...
I love that. One big giant boundary is goals.
So the throat covers this. Next
is your third eye. This is indigo. This is tricky because some people will say it's your pineal gland. Some say it's your pituitary.
It's both. People now, someday we'll get into the relationship between the pineal and the pituitary and what the two fluids, what they mix to create the electromagnetic field in your body. But anyway,
crystals in there too. So that, you know,
it's a big thing in there. That one in the middle controls a lot of stuff in the brain. Yes. Top.
That's your crown chakra. And the ones who, and they also say that that's pituitary and pineal glands. So
those are your basic color chakras. They cover basically the rainbow pretty much when you go up and down them. All right. We're running out of time. So I want to get to what you actually do. You do a chakra meditation along with the psilocybins. What happens?
So what happens is that you feel recentered. It's a healing process right there in the, right there and at the wholeness house.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come out of that, and when you come out of that, you get to have a massage too. So it's needed. All of that healing is needed right into your muscles. So it helps. People don't realize that massage can actually help you not just heal, but maintain healing.
Of course, it moves your circulation, gets your blood flowing and your fascia moving and all that muscles. It's really good for you.
So
this is a whole experience. This is how many hours? How many hours? This is not just like, come on in for a seminar and go home. How many?
This is a four-hour event,
it's
bro.
It's a four-hour experience you're going for. It's like a day at the spa, at the mushroom spa. All right.
Oh, I like
this
that
sounds
too.
Like a lot of fun. And you're doing now. When is the next one?
It is from 3 to 7 on March 23rd at Wholeness House in Hartford.
Okay.
And so you'll come, you'll do the seminar part, you'll do the meditation portion. We'll have snacks provided. We'll have henna actually there for those who are waiting for their massage. You can get a little henna. You can, you know, we'll have.
So it's kind of like a whole healing day. And of course, consumption, if you're so inclined, right? So it'll be a nice day. That is the 23rd, you said?
That's the 23rd. Yep.
23rd. All right. So that is a Saturday, right?
Yes. It's always going to be on a Saturday.
Okay. So Saturday the 23rd. How can people sign up?
So we actually have an Eventbrite page set. I'm not sure how I can send that to you.
They can find it on your social, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's all over my social.
Okay. And Wholeness House's social, and we will share it on our pages. But so it's on the 23rd. It's a four-hour experience, a seminar with Aaron, chakra meditation with Holly, a nice massage, and then, of course, like a come down, you know, just an enjoyment period. Right.
Mingle, and chill out.
And of course, right. And you're all going to, you know, sounds great.
I was going to say the massage therapist that y'all use. Is it typically the same person? Is it?
I was just going to mention him because he's
amazing. Oh, good. Yeah. Good idea. He was at the event.
Yes. That's the one. It's Luis Diaz, and he is incredible. He's in addition to doing just massage, he does energy healing while doing the massage. So if there's anything that is left over after the chakra meditation that needs healing, because some people have deep, deep stuff, he's there to help with that.
I got a massage one time, and the therapist was in, I was, you know, I didn't know anything about it. And he was talking about my throat chakra and how we had to work on something. And I, at the point in time, had no idea what this man was talking about, but I started crying and all this tension left. So I know enough to sound stupid, but whatever he saw, he fixed. Not your
all right.
guy, but your person.
So now if you want to get a little preview, come this Saturday where you can meet Holly, you can meet the massage therapist, you can meet Aaron, you can meet the henna guy, and find out a little bit more about this whole experience. This Saturday, the 9th, at Wholeness House, starts at 6, I believe.
It's 5.
5. I'll be there. Holly will be there. It'll be a great time. Networking time. Hang out with your friends. So then you can learn more about the 23rd event. And I think this has been an awesome show, Holly. I don't know about you, but I learned so freaking much just about the whole psychic thing and everything. I'm looking forward to seeing you, maybe getting a card drawn, maybe getting a reading. Come on up this Saturday on the 9th, the Wholeness House. Going to be a great time. How can they reach you as we sign off? What's your social media?
So I am on Instagram as Holly Broderick, or you can find me on Instagram with Holly B. Healing as well. I'm Holly B. Healing and Psychics and Swears and Holly Broderick on Facebook. I'm Holly Broderick on TikTok.
In Eventbrite. I can follow Holly. Yes. All right. Well, Holly, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. Uncle Lou, any last words before we sign off?
Just everybody enjoy. This was a great show. And enjoy your weeks. Hope to see you guys at the event this weekend.
All right. Very good. And Kristen?
Holly, it was lovely seeing your face again. No, great show. Love you. Moi. And yeah, if any of you have any events that are coming up in March or April, please reach out to me on social media. It's Classic, K-L-A-S-S-I-C underscore Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-I-N. But shoot those to me in a DM and I will be happy to mention your events on the air.
All right. Very, very good. And you could follow me at Joe the Weed Guy, at Greenhaven Media, at Cannabis Corner Radio. We're all over the place. We'll see you this Saturday over at Wholeness House. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this week. And Harry, hit that music. We love you all. Peace and love. We will see you this week and have a great day.
I
was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high.
La da.
I'm taking it next semester and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next one. Go to the next one.